Now to one of the most competitive House races in the country. It's Arizona's 1st Congressional District, and it's something of a musical chair, so follow along. Former State Senator Tom O'Halloran is the Democrat, although he was once a Republican. He's facing Republican Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiu. They're competing to fill the House seat left vacant by the Democratic incumbent Ann Kirkpatrick, who's trying to take Republican John McCain's U.S. Senate seat away from him. But the House race between O'Halloran and Babiu has been characterized as one of the few places Republicans might turn a seat red without redistricting. But the Republican candidate in this House race is so controversial, as the Washington Post writes, even his sisters are warning people not to vote for him. Laurel Morales is senior field correspondent for the Fronteras Desk at Here and Now contributor KJZZ. She joins us for our weekly district profile. She's in Flagstaff. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, Robin.
We'll start with the Republican Paul Babiu. He's been in the national news. He was head of business operations at a Massachusetts school in the late 90s. The school was shut down after the state discovered widespread abuse. A local Arizona station found a tape of him praising some of the practices of the punishment of the kids. He also had a dropout of a 2012 congressional race after his Mexican immigrant ex-boyfriend threatened to out him. Babiu is an immigration hardliner. How are these backstories affecting his race? Does it make his backers like him even more? How's this working out for him?
Actually, after he dropped out of that race, he went on to be reelected as sheriff of Pinal County. So in this race, he ran against a strong candidate in the primary and won. And two polls show it as a toss-up, and one poll does show voters leaning Democrat. So it's possible that these scandals have affected him, although this rural district, the voters here seem to like his tough-on-immigration stance.
Well, in fact, let's listen to an interview he did in August on Fox Business, where he touts Donald Trump's plan to build a wall along the Mexican border.
And more important than the fence, most of us forget about this, it's the enforcement of the law. There's got to be consequences for breaking immigration law. And today, under President Obama, there is no law because there's no consequence.
Well, so, Laurel, there's immigration, but what are some of the other issues in the race?
So environment and water, since we're in Arizona, those are both really big issues here. Tom O'Halloran is for increasing solar and wind power through government regulations, while Babiu has said he wants to deregulate the EPA and fight to keep coal-fired power plants open for jobs and to keep energy costs low. O'Halloran has said he supports most mining for the jobs as long as it doesn't pollute groundwater.
I want to hear more about the Democrat, Tom O'Halloran, but you said something interesting that Babiu is against regulations that might hurt the coal industry. Is there a lot of that in Arizona?
Yes, and in this district is really diverse. There's copper miners and other miners in this district. There's it's 25% Native American. There's mining near and on reservation land that has become a controversial issue here. There are retirees. There's a college community that tends to vote Democrat in this district, and lots of veterans. So it's pretty diverse.
Right. Well, let's talk about the Democrat, Tom O'Halloran. As we said, he had been a Republican. Here's part of a recent video his campaign put out.
Middle-income Arizona is having a hard time sending their own children to our universities. That's not right. We talk a lot about what we can do for our economy to bring back jobs. The best thing we can do is make sure our citizenry is educated.
Laurel, tell us more about his switch, Republican to Democrat, and how the voters there receive him.
Yeah, when he was a state lawmaker representing Sedona, he switched parties from Republican to Independent, and then just before announcing his run for Congress, became a Democrat. Some have called this opportunistic or selling out, but O'Halloran sees it as a strength, and he says he knows how to work with everybody. And it's important to keep in mind that both Democrats and Republicans have held this seat, and a moderate candidate has been successful in the past. Ann Kirkpatrick was successfully elected to the office 3 times, and she's a moderate Democrat.
Well, real quick, you've got O'Halloran, the Democrat, and Babiu, the Republican. Has Babiu endorsed Trump? Has O'Halloran endorsed Clinton? And how would, you know, how is that going over in the state?
Yeah, so Sheriff Babu has come out supporting Trump. O'Halloran supports Clinton. In Arizona, typically it's not a divided state. The last time it elected a Democrat was re-electing Bill Clinton in 96, and before that it was 1948 when Arizona helped elect Truman. For the first time in over 100 years, the Arizona Republic, the largest newspaper in the state, has endorsed a Democrat, and that is Hillary Clinton. So it's considered a divided state that may or may not affect this race. We're not sure.
Laurel Morales, senior field correspondent for the Fronteras Desk there in Arizona. Laurel, thank you.
You're welcome.